So what we've got lined up for you, ladies and gentlemen, is imagine in front of us right now is a glass screen, and you're that fly on the wall. You've got that opportunity to peer through the window there and see what's going on in a live peer review interview. So we will begin. Gentlemen, good afternoon. I'd like to introduce our candidate. This is Mark James.
If you'd like to take the seat first, Mark, I'll explain the process.
Thank you very much.
We'll give you the opportunity to do your 10-minute presentation. You get the opportunity to tell us about yourself. What we do then between the three of us, we'll ask you some set questions, and all we're doing is asking about yourself, because we're trying to gauge what you've learnt and what you do as part of your job. Okay. Once that's done, we'll give you the opportunity to ask any questions, and then once you've finished, then obviously we do the marking.
Okay.
So in your own time, if you'd like to do your presentation.
Okay, my name is Mark James, graduate member of Lions.
So I'll start off with the questions then, first of all. First question is, can I just confirm that you did the open assessment route?
I did, yes.
You did. What positives and negatives did you get from doing the open assessment?
I think because of the hype that a lot of...
Okay, Mark, I just wanted to touch a little bit further into your sort of knowledge base and such, and I wanted to talk a little bit around about risk assessment.
Okay.
Which obviously underpins a lot as we do as safety professionals. So to sort of open the batting on that one, what are the key stages involved in carrying out a risk assessment or a workplace-based risk assessment?
Well, I studied quite hard on this, and I know the four stages the four steps to risk assessment are reduce, isolate, control, PPE.
Moving on then to the IOS Code of Conduct. What does the IOS Code of Conduct mean to you as a safety professional?
It means I need to be respectful, I need to be integrated into my profession, and I need to be satisfied with my personal development. I need to have respect for myself and others. It's almost the bylaws of a safety professional.
Okay, so there's four key areas of the code. So can you just reiterate what you've just said there to confirm they are the four that you believe in the IOS Code of Conduct? So if you just go back through what you've just said.
I kind of just put that down to my interpretation of those areas of the Code of Conduct.
Okay, so you... Brilliant. Well, you'd be happy to hear that's the end of the interview then, so you can relax.
Thank you.
You can breathe now.
There we are. All done. So, what do you think, ladies and gents? Is that a pass? Any thoughts? Any comments?
So, we got some risk assessment. I thought you'd do okay. What your opinion would be.
Yeah, I'm not personally familiar with the four steps risk assessment. Not really encountered that one before, so I think that would certainly... raise some questions again, panel. What do you think of the answer to that question?
Yeah, you're right. There is more than four steps, as you'd all be aware of, except for Mark, obviously. The idea behind it is obviously we've done it as a proper interview, but we didn't want to do it as Mark did when he did it for real, where he just sails through it and passes it, because the idea is for it open to discussion. So yeah, that was one of the questions that we felt we'd see if people could pick up on it, because five steps of risk assessment is normally something everybody knows about, so hopefully you all picked up on that. That wouldn't have been a fail on its own. As daft as it seems, over the number of questions, it works out as a percentage. So if Mark did well on all the other ones, which to be fair, you know, he got some high scores on them, even though he probably got one for zero knowledge on risk assessments, the other questions might have pushed it, so we still got a pass. That interview we just done was a fail. Now, I've already said the risk assessment wasn't a fail. Does anybody know why that was a fail? Code of conduct, yeah. One piece of advice is make sure you remember that code of conduct, because that is an automatic fail if you don't get them four elements of the code right.
That was a really good event tonight. I feel more confident about going for a chartered membership now. It was more relaxed, the process than I expected, and more supportive in the nature of the questioning. So I think it's something I would really considered, and that's really sort of taken out some of the perhaps some of the misunderstanding I had about the process. So really great event.
I think it was really interesting to watch it in the format that we watched it in, and it gave me something to aim for. It's definitely thought-provoking. I hadn't thought about what peer review interview might involve because I'm not at that level yet, but now that I know, it's not as hard as I thought it may be.